The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. Anita Hiles works coast to coast with Realty Executives. She is an award-winning top producer that has been voted Bold City Best Realtor in 2015 and 2016. And she's opened her own real estate office in Jacksonville and Fernandina Beach, Florida. Anita is a retired law enforcement police officer from Southern California, where she serviced for 25 years. Anita has a son, James, who has been serving our great country in the U.S. Army for over 11 years. Now Anita has joined the WBOB team for all things real estate. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate. Here's Anita Hiles.
And I love WBOB.
Hey.
Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles and Roger.
And welcome back, by the way, Anita. I've been following you on Facebook, and you've been on the Big Easy lately, haven't you?
The Big Easy was amazing. My first time.
You've never been to New Orleans before?
Never been to New Orleans. When I came from California, we drove through it.
Mm-hmm.
But I just fell in love.
Well, I've got some Cajun in me. My dad was born in New Orleans. I've got a lot of family on my father's side, and we go way back in the state of Louisiana. We own pretty much half the state, so.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, and if you have any relatives that are single, let me know, because the food there is amazing.
Of course, pretty sure I do.
He has to cook.
I'm pretty sure. In fact, I have a cousin who is a chef who works either, I think, in New Orleans. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I need to meet him.
My parents broke up when I was really young, and I've kind of lost contact with that side of the family.
Oh, I can make contact.
I keep in touch with a couple of people thanks to Facebook and social media. But unfortunately, when things happen in life, you don't really maintain those relationships, especially when that was like 5 or 6 years old when they broke up, unfortunately.
Yes, I went with our top producer, Betty Layton. It was really nice because it was a Realty Executive East Coast conference that they had, the Ritz-Carlton, mm-hmm. which is very nice. They definitely treated us very well. Mm-hmm. And so learned a lot of new things.
Easy to gain weight in New Orleans, but you walk a lot too.
You do yeah. walk a lot. It's like being in New York and nobody drives. Everybody, is either taking an Uber or a taxi, or you're walking. Mm-hmm. And I feel like I weigh 500 pounds right now because I have retained water like you would not believe.
Really?
I'm not used to the salt. There's got to be a lot of salt in that food. So, but I am going back.
Really? You like it there, huh?
I love the food. You just can't beat it. I had redfish. Never had redfish before.
Do you get any gumbo when you're there?
Oh, my God. I fell in love with gumbo. I had to have it with every meal.
Yeah.
Like, bring me a cup of the gumbo.
A lot of people do that. That's a big one. And my stepmother used to make a dish, red beans and rice, which was really good. I've not been able to replicate that at all, but it's amazing.
I would love to try that. So I'm going back. Mm-hmm. I'll probably end up going back in September. Mm-hmm. I want to get like a group of people to go and just, experience the food and the history of New Orleans would be nice.
Okay, here's some Louisiana fun fact. The state of Louisiana in the 1930s were at the brink of civil war within the state. New Orleans Police Department against the Louisiana National Guard, and the governor, infamous Huey P. Long, was at the forefront of it, and the federal government, the president, had to intervene and say, you guys put your guns down. New Orleans Police Department in riot gear, of course, the National Guard, and I forgot what they were fighting over. But yeah, they were
probably nothing.
But they almost, But they almost, they came really close.
I think the cops might have would have lost that battle.
Well, they came real close to firing shots, So fortunately, that didn't happen. But had they done it, we would have had two civil wars in the country. And
interesting.
Louisiana. I'm not even sure what they were fighting over. I'll look it up.
But I am definitely a fan of the Big Easy. Not so much of Bourbon Street. That was
Yeah, it was
interesting. But you got to do it one time. And I was able to chat with the cops down there, and they're so used to it. They just this is status quo. This is just another night in the Big Easy. So, but glad to be back,
mm-hmm.
back in the stream of things, and I'm excited to get back in the office and implement some things that I learned from our corporate office. Our corporate office is mm-hmm. in Phoenix, Arizona. We're absolutely huge on the West Coast, realty executives. And we dominate in Arizona. And we have offices throughout the United States. And we're also international. A lot of people don't know that. We may be new to Jacksonville, but we're definitely not a new company. We are over, we're older than Mr. Watson. We're over 50 years old. So we've been around for a long time, just new to Jacksonville. So excited about all the things that we learned.
Of what you learned, what do you think is the top of the list that's going to benefit people in our area that you want to, you plan on implementing?
Well, I think a lot of it is just going to be a lot of marketing things that okay. I think people will benefit from, not only via, you know, the internet, but also, you know, the traditional stuff. We found out some shortcuts and, you know, things that I think that we've been doing all along, but we're finding that, okay, here's an easier way to do that. Mm-hmm. And so we found, you know, learned some shortcuts of things. I was glad to see that I was kind of on the right track when it came to a lot of the marketing, because I'm not real techie, but, you know, you have to change with time. So I'm becoming techie.
Right.
And so I found out that I was doing some of the right things, but there's an easier way to do it.
Okay.
So I'm, you know, excited to, you know, cut back on the time frame on some of the things that I was doing. So. Yeah, really excited about it.
And they say time is money, and you know,
if it could
you know, relieve some of your time, that's more time you can spend showing houses and putting listings on the market and that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well, since I went to the Big Easy, one of the things, I feel like I weigh 500 pounds because I've retained so much water. I don't know what happened on this trip, but maybe I was dehydrated before I went and didn't realize it. So today I'm going to the Pure Hydration Spa, and I've been there before. It's down in Jacksonville Beach. So, you know, people who get dehydrated and want to get an IV, you can go there and you can get, I call it a cocktail, but you can get an IV and have vitamins put into it. You can
intravenously.
Yes.
I've never heard of that.
And I'm going to go today because I just want a basic one because I need to get fluids in my body because I am very dehydrated. And, you can also go there if I know a lot of us women like to get vitamin B12 and B6 shots, and so they have them there. And they have Turidol, which is an anti-inflammatory shot that you can get there. And it's obviously run by nurses, and there's doctors as well. And so I'll be hanging out there to get hydrated and stuff. But it's pretty new down there. People should Google it and check it out.
How's that different? Of course, you're not representing them. How's that different than just drinking a bottle of water?
Well, sometimes a bottle of water isn't enough. I know, like, Betty Layton's husband, we almost lost him about a year and a half ago from being dehydrated. If she hadn't stopped at home, we would have lost him. And they say if you get dehydrated once, it's easier to get dehydrated again, and it comes quicker and faster. And so we always tell him he needs to go to this place just to get a basic, you know, because he gets dehydrated very easy. If people party too much, you can also go there and get that. But it's actually a healthy thing.
My suspicion would be if you're out mowing the lawn on a hot July, August day, that kind of thing.
That's Betty's husband, lawn. That's, you know, he would be out there working out in the yard, and all of a sudden he's cramping up and stuff. And that's how that happened that day, was because he was mowing the lawn. And then the next thing you know, she's calling an ambulance to come get him. And literally, we almost lost him.
Yeah, I never mow my lawn unless it's like the sun's about to set. That's just me.
Yeah, well, that's a smart move.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a smart move. But when we come back, we're going to be talking about, we've got a couple new listings that I want to talk about. We have Jeff Stone King.
Hi there.
Hello from Brightway Insurance. We're going to be talking about pool safety. And what do we do if we, you know, buy a home that has a swimming pool, or we want to buy a home? Does it cost us more with insurance? Mm-hmm. And what can we do to maybe minimize that cost? And what can we do to keep our homes safe? You know, when people come visit, you know, we don't think of a lot of things. We always want, you know, it's Florida, so every home has a swimming pool, right?
Yeah.
Just about. And so we're going to discuss that. And I've got two fantastic listings that are hot on the market right now.
Okay, call us up if you have a question for Anita, 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. This is Rapid Fire Real Estate on WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709, Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Take odds and insurance, insurance today. For tomorrow will come and take us away.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am glad to be here today. I'm going to tell you about a couple of listings I have, which are amazing, good pricing. We have a listing at 432 Brody Cove Trail, and it's in the 32225 zip code, which is the Fort Caroline area. It's $249,999. It is 1,694 square feet, three bedroom, two bathroom. It is in Water Leaf subdivision, I believe.
Okay.
No, I'm making a lie here. It is in the Landing at Cross Creek, and that is right off of Kernan and Atlantic area. So it's a great area to live in. And the roof and HVAC is less than 5 years old. So we want you to come take a peek at it. It's a very nice house. It does have a swimming pool, which we're going to be talking about pool safety today, so this is perfect. Mm-hmm. This is at 432 Brody Cove Trail. We have one that is over $1 million, $1.125 million. It is at 520 4th Avenue North. Now,
the beaches is going to be more expensive than anywhere
this
else.
This is the beach.
For square footage for, you know, cost.
This is 4,162 square feet.
That's a pretty good size house. How many bedrooms?
It is five bedrooms.
Okay.
Five bathrooms, but it's two homes.
Okay.
So it has a back house. Now, I would live in the back house. The back house is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I keep trying to get the seller to, hey, let me rent out the back. And so I just get incorporated with the house if somebody buys it.
Right. And when you have a situation like that, you can rent out one, and then the tenants end up paying your mortgage for you.
Or
at least paying a lot of it.
Yes, so or do a vacation rental on it.
Exactly. Oh, okay. Smart.
And so you would make more money off of it, and it is a top dollar place. So you can rent it for top dollar for a beach rental out there for vacation rental, and this is at 520 4th Avenue North. If anything, drive by it because we had a local artist do paint the front of the house. So it's actually a design, and very eclectic, very different.
I know Central Florida tends to be a big vacation rental property. I haven't heard of Jack's Beach being one.
It is.
It is. Okay. So
this house has been done for some time, and he does a vacation rental on it. He makes a lot of money off of it before he puts it on the market to sell.
Hmm.
So you'll be surprised at how many people do come here for vacations.
I know it became the number one spring break vacation destination in the country back when the oil slick was going on in the Gulf of Mexico. People were coming to Jacksonville Beach instead.
Oh, yeah,
and
I remember that.
Number one. And you know, when people go someplace, they enjoy it. They tend to come back. So, you know, as much as it broke our hearts that was going on with the environment and people in that area being so devastated, it really was an economic boost for our area.
Yes, and this is, the main house is a three-bedroom, three-bathroom, 2,950 square feet. And then the separate two-story guest house is 1,200 with two full beds and bath. It's got vaults. It's just gorgeous.
Mm.
You really need to see it. You can make an appointment with me to see this. Of course, we need a pre-approval letter prior to showing it. But that's 520 4th Avenue North. It is by our builder, Home Point. Home Point, we love partnering up with Howard Fleming and Sean Fleming. Actually, the Fleming family, they do amazing, amazing homes down there.
Generally speaking, vacation rentals in a situation like that, does that pay for all the mortgage usually? Or it does?
It does.
Basically, you get a free house.
You can.
But you do put a little work in as far as making sure, you know, it's kept up and marketing the vacation rental. But basically, you don't have to pay your mortgage because the people staying at the vacation rental do?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And this house could handle that. I mean, he has rented out that back house.
And depending on your mortgage, 30, 15 years, you've got $1 million plus in equity built up.
Correct. Yeah, you can cut even your mortgage in half if you wanted to, really. You can pay the mortgage, and then whatever you make out of the rental, attach that as principal. And boy, you can really cut it back tremendously. It would be really dynamic. House is great, though. So we need to sell both of these. This is a little over $1.1 million. The other one is $249, and they both need families.
Okay. How do they get in touch with you?
They can go to anitahiles.com, or they can get a hold of me at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552, or at Realty Executive Oceanside at Beach and Kernan.
Okay. Let's talk about pool safety.
Let's do that, because we're in the midst of summer. I know the kids just went back to school. But, you know, Florida, we're summer all year round for the most part. I am just curious, Jeff, what does it take to ensure? I get a lot of people that ask me, you know, because just about every other home we're selling has pools. In fact, the one that we have on the market on Brody has a swimming pool. How much more does it cost to insure it, and what are your recommendations for pool safety when it comes to this?
Sure. So basically with a swimming pool, all homeowners carriers, they don't necessarily charge a surcharge for having a pool. So a lot of times we get that phone call of how much more is it going to be if I have a swimming pool. That's not necessarily the question. The question is the value of that pool. So, you know, somebody can put in a swimming pool for $30,000. They can put in a swimming pool for $100,000. And we're going to take that value and add it to the value of the home. And basically that premium is going to adjust based on how much more that coverage amount is for the swimming pool. Now, in general, the swimming pool is going to be part of the dwelling, so the main part of the home. On occasion, if the swimming pool's maybe out in the yard where you've got to walk through your yard, or maybe you have some stones walking out to the swimming pool and then the pool's out in the yard, then insurance companies may ask or have that listed as other structures for the swimming pool. Or it might be just like a gazebo or a fence around the yard or something. Mm-hmm. It's going to be other structures. But in general, it's going to be part of that dwelling, that main dwelling coverage for the premium portion.
Okay, so I want to make sure I understand. So it's not so much that you're insuring the pool itself because you have a pool. It's the value of the pool.
The value of the pool, the value of if you have a summer kitchen or whatever, the screen enclosure, things like that. All those things are going to be part of the value. The insurance company is not necessarily surcharging you because you have a swimming pool and there's additional liability risk. Now, there are a lot of liability issues that you know, I'd like to get into with having a swimming pool. But as far as the premium, there's not a surcharge to the homeowner's policy directly. It's just the value of the pool and the pool area, just like everything else with the home.
That's interesting. Now, I understand also that many, because we have it, homeowners insurance policies have an umbrella liability policy attached to it. Does that cause that to go up at all or no?
No, an umbrella policy is a separate policy that basically gives you additional liability on all of your items, such as home, auto, boats, motorcycles, anything like that. Mm-hmm. So you would have liability in your homeowner's policy that's going to cover certain things and in general would cover, you know, the swimming pool. And then on top of that, you know, somebody may elect to get an umbrella policy that would give additional liability coverage on top. And again, on all those items that somebody might own.
Mm. So. Okay.
Yeah, I have umbrella insurance.
Yeah.
It's nice to have, and it's not that expensive.
It's not very expensive, and especially for the right people, it's, you know, kind of, you're taking a big risk if you don't have it. You can get an umbrella policy for $165 to $200 a year for the right, you know, scenarios. And for somebody who, you know, is at risk of losing $1 million or even future income earnings, you know, for $1 million and things, it makes a lot of sense to get.
It does. So. Now, how about for, I'm trying to understand a little bit about having a pool. So if somebody falls and gets hurt or gets hurt in your pool, that would be, I guess, under liability. So should you increase that?
Correct. Yeah. So in general, most homeowners policies will come with $100,000liability automatically. We typically will increase that to $300,000, which is what most insurance companies offer. Mm-hmm. Some will offer up to $500,000. And at the $500,000 mark, you know, if you have a swimming pool, is a really nice, you know, option to be able to have if the carrier offers that. So, and you know, with liability, the swimming pool is, you know, obviously it can be a very dangerous area. And so definitely something to look at if you're going to put in a pool or if you're buying a home or own a home with a swimming pool, to have that extra liability. And it may only be $20 to $30 more a year to increase that.
Right.
You get that additional protection.
That's amazing. That's amazing. It's a lot of information that I wasn't aware of. I just assume if you got a swimming pool, mm-hmm. that you had to pay more because you have the pool. When that's not necessarily true, depending upon... It's more based on the value and perhaps increasing on the liability. So you have that protection. And I would say increase liability and get umbrella, yeah. Maybe.
Now, I would agree. Is your office, the people they contact, if they do have a claim, you know, we have to have insurance, but the best case scenario is never use it, never have to need it. Is your office the claims people as well, or do you direct them to someone else if they actually?
We direct them. So okay. Essentially, if a customer has a claim, they will either call the insurance carrier directly mm-hmm. and speak to their claims department, or they can call us. We can discuss the scenario, decide whether or not, or help them decide whether it makes sense to file a claim or not, and then get them in contact with the right people.
Okay. Well, I'm guessing, Anita, that when we come back, we'll probably learn some tips on how not to actually, you know, have to make a claim while
exactly.
having the important insurance that you have to have.
That's right. So give us a call at 222-8255. That's 222-8255 on WBOB.
Thank you. AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Colorado bakery owner who won a U.S. Supreme Court ruling that he does not have to make a cake for a same-sex wedding is going to court again. Lawyers for Jack Phillips have now filed a preemptive lawsuit in federal court to try and protect him from a complaint by a transgender individual. He was demanding that Jack Phillips make a cake celebrating his transition from male to female, something that runs against Phillips' Christian beliefs. The man has filed a complaint with the Colorado Civil Rights Commission. Republicans in Minnesota rejected a familiar face of the GOP old guard in yesterday's gubernatorial primary and said they favored a rising newcomer aligned with President Trump, Hennepin County Commissioner Jeff Johnson. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average struggling a bit today. It's down by 281 points at this hour, 25,018. The NASDAQ down 127 points. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. Almost every day, we see customers who've shopped around and are totally confused about how to select a diamond. They're looking for someone qualified who'll tell them the truth and they can trust. They've heard about certificates on diamonds, wholesale diamonds, internet diamonds, deals that a friend of a friend can get them, and the prices that range from unbelievably low to unbelievably high. One of the reasons for the confusion is if you look at the factors of grading a diamond, after you know the carat weight, there are 11 grades for cut, 21 grades for color, 11 grades for clarity, so you have 2,541 different possibilities, all with different prices. That's where Underwoods helps straighten out the confusion, because we have the American Gem Society credentialed professionals that'll help guide a customer to the right diamond for them, one she'll be happy with for the rest of her life. So come by and let one of our professionals help you. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Good news. You are not stuck with your health care plan. Really, you have a choice, and it's a great one. It's called MediShare, and if you've heard about it and wondered what exactly it is, it's a way that people share their health care bills. And these are people who have a common faith, who want to be part of something beautiful that not only meets their health care needs, but the needs of others too. And it's people who love to save money, big time. MediShare members typically save $500 a month per family on their healthcare costs. That is a life changer for people. So this could be for you. Maybe it's what you've been looking for, a way to pay healthcare bills that's not only very smart financially, but it's even profound. MediShare is a nonprofit with 400,000 members nationwide who pray for and share with each other. So yes, you're not stuck. There's another way, and it could save you a lot. Find out more. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Gentlemen, if you believe your divorce case deserves a reasonable investment in your future, then you need to visit DivorceMenOnly.com. I'm attorney Kenny Lay. Some people invest in a quality HDTV. Others invest in a quality automobile. And many invest in a quality 401k. But when it comes to your divorce case, is your future also worth a quality investment? If it is, I encourage you to visit us at DivorceMenOnly.com or come visit one of our law offices in Jacksonville, Fleming Island, Ormond Beach, or Gainesville.
Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Wednesday, August 15th from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., it's Music by the Sea at the St. Johns County Pier Pavilion at St. Augustine Beach. Thursday, August 16th from 5 p.m. to 9 p.m., it's the North Beach Art Walk at the Beaches Town Center on First Street in Neptune Beach. And Saturday, August 18th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Fernandina Beach Marketplace Farmers Market on North 7th Street in Fernandina Beach.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and we're talking about when we purchase a home with a swimming pool, if there's more insurance, if there is not more insurance, what is the safety behind that and the liability behind that. And here is a tip, a safety tip for portable pools. You know, we forget we get those little blow-up pools, you know, for our kids.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you, you know, being a cop for 25 years, you know, we always get rolled out on you know, this type of call for service. You know, when a kid's drowning, also law enforcement will respond as well. We want to get there as soon as we can, obviously, to to save a child, it doesn't take a whole bunch of water for a child to drown. I mean, it could be a few inches.
Right.
You know, that's why they even say you don't even leave a bucket of water, because if a kid falls in it, mm-hmm. they can drown.
So. In fact, we were talking before the program, there's even something called dry drowning, where a person, you know, probably a young person, could have been in the pool earlier in the day. And then later on that afternoon, you know, they're out of the pool, they've had lunch, and now they're, you know, shopping at the mall with mom, and they're suffering symptoms of drowning, and they haven't been in the water for hours because the water had been in their lungs, and they just stayed there for that long. So these are things to be careful of. You know, pool can be a lot of fun, but you got to be safe.
You've got to be safe. And so a lot of responsibility mm-hmm. comes with owning one.
Right.
And so our show today is just to, you know, put that awareness out there mm-hmm. and let people know, you know, take responsibility. Make sure you're doing certain things to prevent any type of injury. And stuff. So we want to make sure everybody's safe. But, you know, if you have those small blow-up pools for the little ones, sometimes we even put them out there for our dogs, and we might have little children as well. So, mm-hmm. you know, after you're done with those, you do want to empty them and just put them away.
Right.
You don't want to leave them with water in them at the end of the day.
Didn't
once
even
you're done
dawn on me people would do that. But, you know, but I'm thinking this is Florida mosquito breeding ground just by having the water in there. So you definitely want to empty out that water, which is, you know, an icky issue as well.
Exactly. So. And we have Jeff Stoneking with us from Brightway Insurance. And he is my insurance dude, if you will. And
I'll take that.
The ID, the insurance dude.
The insurance dude. I love that. And so what do you have for us? What do you recommend? I mean, there's screened-in pools. There's alarms for pools.
Sure. Well, first of all, I got to say that I love the ID. That may be my new fantasy football team name.
Okay.
So I like that. As far as, you know, the swimming pools, again, at the end of the break, we were talking a little bit about the liability portion of it. You know, obviously, we were talking how so many pools years ago used to have diving boards, and nowadays most insurance companies will not accept a pool with a diving board, will not accept a pool with a pool slide, and then on similar topic, trampolines. So you see a lot of people with trampolines in the yard, and a lot of, I'm going to guess probably 70% of the time, their insurance company doesn't know that they have a trampoline or things like that. And it could make a huge...
Didn't even think about that.
Yeah, it may have a huge liability risk. And
now, if someone's hurt on a trampoline and the insurance company didn't know about it, would they deny the claim?
Absolutely.
Really?
So, yes, because on the original insurance application, it asks if you have one. And if you've marked no and that changes down the road, you've got to notify the insurance company, and they can deny that claim if they don't know about it. But on the diving boards, the pool slides, you know, it's not that you can't have one. You just need to make sure that your insurance carrier is aware of it and that they accept it. So, for example, we write with over 40 homeowners carriers, and with that, probably 8 or 9 of them will take the diving board, the pool slides, and things like that. They may or may not even offer liability. So even if they take it, it doesn't mean that you have liability coverage, but that's probably one of the biggest items out there. As far as the pool itself, if your pool is probably less than 20 years old, it's going to meet all the requirements of county code, and you're going to meet your county code. You're going to have either a pool screen enclosure or mm-hmm. a fenced yard that's going to meet the requirements.
Right. I was aware of the county code. You have to have it either screened in
or fenced in
yes. Per county. And that generally will cover what the insurance companies want anyway, right?
Correct.
And we have a caller on the line, and we have Angel on the line. Thank you for calling WBOB.
Thank you for having me. I just have a question about, I rent a property here, not in Florida, but I rented in Tennessee, but I residence here in Florida. One of my tenants wanted to have one of those above ground pools. I think it's a 10x12. And what do you guys think about that? Those options of giving, you know, I guess we're talking about pools. So it's better, you know. I haven't said yes or no yet, but that's just a question I never actually even bothered asking.
Sure.
Until someone
brought
it up. I just want to clarify, are you the landlord or the tenant?
I'm the landlord.
Okay, so you have some tenants that would like to put an above ground pool in the backyard.
Yeah. Yeah. So Tennessee is going to have different state regulations than what Florida would. In Florida, it's going to be very similar to having a standard in-ground pool with any of the liability portions of it. So if you have a fenced yard and there's not a way for, you know, for young children to get in there, you know, that might drown or something like that, most likely you'd be okay with that. I would probably let your insurance company know or verify that with them, especially being in a different state. But assuming the screening or the yard is fenced in or it's somehow protected through barriers from the outside, then, you know, most likely your insurance company would accept that. But again, definitely worth a phone call up there.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Yes, and I would think too, Angel, that you would want to just increase your liability on that. But also, I have a question for Jeff is, how about the tenant? You know, they're supposed to have renter's insurance. So would their renter's insurance also increase?
Again, depending on the state, it's not necessarily going to increase because the renter's policy basically is going to cover for liability for doing something that might cause damage or cause problems, such as if they accidentally started a fire in the kitchen or something like that. So liability-wise, you're not necessarily responsible for the pool. The landlord's essentially allowing them to do that, assuming that they've got the landlord's permission.
Okay, so it'd be more of – it's going to be the increase for the landlord.
Right.
Again, depending upon what state you're in.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Right, and I don't want to do that if I'm the landlord.
Correct.
Yeah, I would say it's best not to do it.
And if it's a small pool, I would just recommend that they, you know, dump the water out, you know, when they're not using
it. If they're doing the small portable.
Some of these above ground pools are expensive. I can't imagine a landlord wanting to, I mean, a tenant wanting to put one in at their own expense, you know, unless it's
No. I believe this is a 12 by 16 or something.
It was a 10 by 12, but still.
Yeah.
So it's still a good size.
I've heard of above ground pools, you know, costing into the tens of thousands in some cases.
No. If it was a kiddie pool, then that's fine. You know, okay. They just dump the water. But no, it's just one of my questions. Nobody brought it up, and you guys started talking about it. So
yes, and make sure too. You want to look into umbrella insurance. You know, if you have your own house plus you have a rental, you know, that's extra coverage for you. It doesn't cost much, but I do it. I highly recommend it. So look into that as well, Angel.
Okay. Thank you very much, guys.
Great call. Great call.
And we have Richard. We have Richard on the line. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, Richard. I think mine's going to be sort of unique. To start off with, I had a 50,000-gallon pool with a 1 and 3 meter diving board. And, in fact, I had it enclosed in the wintertime. And you're probably thinking I'm half crazy, but I probably was back then. My daughter was in competitive springboard diving. That's how we ended it. She did finally get went to Michigan on a scholarship. But another point I wanted to bring up is the reason I told you the size of the pool is I had 5 children, and the youngest one was 2 years old. My wife did not know how to swim. And I knew that if my 2-year-old somehow got in there, we would have had 2 drownings. So I was out there one day, and I was observing my 2-year-old, and he was riding his little tricycle towards the end of the pool. And I said, you know, I think I'm going to let him get wet. Well, sure enough, he goes into the pool, down to the bottom, which was 12 feet deep. Fortunately, because I had all this planned, I might say, because I'm a fairly good swimmer. I dove in, brought him out. He never got near that water until he had learned how to swim. And the problem today is most parents will say, don't go near the water. It becomes a big attraction, and as soon as they turn their head, those kids are in the water.
That is so true.
And I'm a firm believer. Let them get wet. Let them find out what it is ahead of time.
I will agree with you on that. You know, it's interesting, but when you send, I'm all for taking swim lessons and starting that when they're infants. And they do that with the infants. They throw the infants in.
I had
to see it, you're going,
oh
my God.
Swimming before he was four.
Mm.
Yeah. They'll actually float back up to the top.
Right.
And
they're actually have swimming lessons for toddlers.
Yes.
Little
that's what
babies,
I'm saying. Yeah,
yeah,
for infants. They have it down in Jack's Beach. There's one on Beach Boulevard that gives swimming lessons to infants.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to watch.
Yeah.
But absolutely. The earlier the better.
Yeah.
The earlier the better. Because you're absolutely right. Oh. It's with anything you have. If kids, if you tell them to stay away from it, they're gonna, you know, they're gonna touch the stove. You need them to, if you have a swimming pool, you need to get them wet. You need to get them in there.
I don't understand why the Red Cross says, look, if you're capable, let them get dunked. If you have to wait until they get swimming lessons, it could be too late.
Yes, you definitely want to
teach
them.
And it breaks your heart every time you look on the news and some tragedies happen involving a child, and of course their parents are.
There's no excuse for it. I have five kids, everyone. Of them, I made sure they were proficient swimmers because my wife never knew how to swim, and she didn't care about learning either.
Well, that's too bad because it's important for all family members.
You lose a lot by not being able to take advantage.
That's true. Well, thank you so much, Richard, for calling in, and we'll be right back on Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now 268-8211 or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hi, this is Alana Cohen with Caliber Home Loans, NMLS 1086794. Need help finding a home loan? Call Caliber Home Loans today. We offer a variety of home purchase and refinancing options to help ensure your home loan is truly affordable. We're conveniently located at 12724 Grand Bay Parkway, right off I-95. We have local representatives that are dedicated to providing superior service and personal expert guidance throughout your home financing process. Give me a call at 904-813-6709. That's 904-813-6709. Caliber Home Loans.
Caliber Home Loans is an equal housing lender.
Home buying or selling should be a fun, exciting time in your life. I'm Kyrie White with Realty Executives Oceanside, and I would love to be a part of your buying or selling process. I give all of my clients world-class service and a personalized experience to help you get into your next home. Give me a call at 904-894-5625. That's 904-894-5625, and I will show you the difference. Call me now and ask about a free pre-listing home inspection. That's Kyrie White, Realty Executives Oceanside, where the experts are.
I wish there were an Emmy award for radio producers. Hey, Brian is so creative. We've got the theme for Jaws.
We do. I have the best producer ever in Jacksonville. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it, love it. Pool safety.
That's what
we're talking about. It's important to teach your children basic water safety skills.
Can I interject something real quick?
Yes.
You know, obviously we want to keep, especially if you've got kids who can't swim, as safe as possible. If you have a pool, it's a good idea to talk to your home security service because they can put all types of contraptions on your pool to notify you if the water is, you know, splashing up a little bit. That way you're aware if it's been set, whether or not something is in the pool that you need to take care of. They can put cameras where you can look on your phone to see what's going on. That way you can respond to something
exactly.
as quickly
they even
as you
have
can.
Alarms for your back door. So mm-hmm. every time someone opens it.
Right.
Which may not be that cool if you have only adults, but it's great when you have children.
Well, even if you don't, because you don't know if the neighborhood kids have jumped the fence and are now playing in your backyard, and then you're still liable at that point. Am I correct?
Correct.
Okay. Oh, yes. So, you know, they have alarms for your back slider, you know, and you may not have kids, but, you know, you might have nieces and nephews that come over. Or you might babysit them on occasion if mm-hmm. you have that swimming pool. It's great to have that mm-hmm. alarm. It's a simple alarm for your sliders that notify you that somebody's opening it if you have a swimming pool. Mm-hmm. And what happens if you have a screened-in patio?
So as far as the liability portion of it, the screen enclosure essentially takes the responsibility of having a fence. So you can use the screen enclosure as that barrier, mm-hmm. assuming that the latch is up high enough. I believe it's 4 feet.
Is it required to be locked by code or by the insurance company?
It's not required to be locked. It just has to be shut, and the latch itself has to be at least 4 feet high so that a small child could not reach up and open it on their own. Mm. So,
and just a reminder, if you have questions, give us a call at 222-8255 here on WBOB, talking about pool safety with Jeff Stone King from Brightway Insurance.
Yeah. And real quick, if I could add on to the screen enclosure, we were talking about the cost of the insurance earlier. The screen enclosure is something that a lot of the insurance companies do not automatically include for hurricane coverage.
Okay.
So it will be covered for a day like today, and if we get the afternoon storms that we've had, damage gets caused to the screen. That is typically covered, at least the frame portion of it. It may be dependent on whether or not the carrier, the company, whether they pay for the screen itself. But for a hurricane, if hurricane causes damage to the property, a lot, and I would say probably 70-75% of those insurance companies do not cover that screen enclosure unless you have a special endorsement for a hurricane.
And if you do, it's probably super high endorsement, just like your fence. I mean, not endorsement, excuse me, deductible, like your fence.
It's part of the main deductible of the 2%, the higher 2% hurricane deductible.
Okay, here's a few other tips. Obviously, as I mentioned before, teach your children. It's not only children. All members of the household need to know some water safety skills. Learn how to swim. Make your children, again, pool safety. Also, you know what we forget to do after we swim? A lot of times we leave the toys in the pool, you know, the floating devices. Mm-hmm. Make sure those are all removed.
You need to have one of those really large pole type things. So if someone is in the water, you don't have to jump in, because that's one of the most dangerous things that people do if someone's drowning. If is jump in to try to save them, they end up drowning the person trying to rescue them because
sure.
they're in the panic.
And this is something, you know, we're so into having cell phones, but mm-hmm. it's nice to have a hard line out by your pool area in case you need to dial 911.
Mm-hmm. That's smart, yeah.
It is. And what else you got?
What else?
Pool safety.
I was thinking too, with Florida, you know, you say you're more likely to be struck by lightning than winning the lottery. What about swimming in the pool with all these storms we have, especially in the summer when people are out? Every single afternoon we have thunderstorms just about. What about swimming, going for a swim in the pool when there's thunderstorms going on?
So, I mean, that's not really from the insurance side, but even from, you know, hearing the meteorologist and going to a water park, I know that typically they are 30 minutes after the last thunder or lightning that you see mm-hmm. or hear is kind of the rule of thumb. So
that always scares me.
You should see the look on Anita's face.
It's like,
or at least have a camera, you know, and get out of the pool and then put it on YouTube and make money. YouTube pays people for viral videos, Anita.
That's right.
Make some money.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. Another tip is know how to do first aid mm-hmm. and CPR.
Yeah.
You know, we always forget. You can, locally, a lot of those classes, they cost very little to get certification for CPR. And if you have a pool, you know, it should be mandatory.
Well, and one of the things I would say as well is if you have a pool and you don't have this, I would highly recommend it. And that's the kitty fence that goes from the house to the swimming pool that blocks that off. That's a temporary fence that you can remove or put back up, and it just makes so much sense to put as many barriers as you can in front of the pool, especially if you have small children. I can tell you that luckily it was not my office, but unfortunately it was with another Brightway office that a family had a family party, and a lot of, you know, people having a great time, and a small child got away from the house, you know, walked out the back door and into a pool and ended up drowning. Mm. And just having that little barrier fence would have helped protect that.
And, you know, that happens more often that, you know, than we like. And, you know, if you have a party and you're having a pool party, and you have, let's say, a teenager that is, that knows pool safety and is a good swimmer, assign a lifeguard.
Yeah.
It's a simple, you know, and it's kind of it's kind of neat because the kid, you know, they like it having that little responsibility, mm-hmm. but having someone there that's and in charge of the kids.
Then he can go brag at school, you know, when he's, you know, 10th grade, hey, I'm a lifeguard, girls.
Yeah. There you go. There
yeah.
you go.
Yeah.
But, you know, give them a whistle, uh-huh. you know, and put them in charge of the kids. Yeah, you know, right. A lot of times we have these parties and we want people to bring their kids to them. And we forget that, okay, let's put somebody in charge of the kids, mm-hmm. even if you don't have a pool yeah. of activities and stuff, so us as parents don't have to deal yeah. with them.
Right.
You know, and so yeah. it's great when you're having a pool party that you do assign someone as the lifeguard.
Absolutely. My wife's listening, and I know she's going to be really mm-hmm. proud of me telling this story. We had a progressive neighborhood party and went to four or five houses during the day, mm-hmm. and everybody had a swimming pool with lots of little kids. And we were towards the end of the day, and there was a lot of stress from our standpoint, especially my wife, because everybody's got small kids, and they could all swim. But at the same time, you still have 8 or 10 kids swimming in a swimming pool and nobody really paying attention.
Right.
You know, so we're watching that because essentially it's our responsibility
yeah.
because it's our swimming pool, even though it's somebody else's
and
child.
And if there's a problem, so, you're going to be liable.
And if there's a problem, we're going to be liable.
Yeah.
So.
Real quick, you talk about parties. You know, my yeah. drinking problem is sweet tea with lemon. Yep. But, you know, you
that
you,
is a problem. It's exactly. lots of, a lot of sugar in that, exactly. that southern sweet
I've gotten
tea.
I've better with stevia, but nonetheless, you know, when you have adults you know, who have been drinking and they're at a party, how do you keep an eye on them? I guess the lifeguard will watch even the adults in those cases, right? Because, you know, some guy
again,
you know,
have somebody in charge and of the pool.
And brief him also, say if any adult, if they've been drinking, you know, keep an eye on everybody in the pool, not just the kids.
Exactly, yeah. exactly. So we want to encourage people, you know, if you're interested in buying a home with mm-hmm. a pool, that you do your research on pool safety and the liabilities behind that. You can always contact Jeff Stone King at Brightway Insurance at 904-538-0411. That's 538-0411. And, of course, you can always find Anita Hiles at Realty Executive Oceanside at Beach and Curran.
Now, for those who just tuned in, there are a couple of properties that you're listing right now, real quick.
Yes.
One's at the beach, that's a million point, what, one? And
mm-hmm, that's at 52 4th Avenue North, and the other one is at 432 Brody Cove Trail. And so one's at 1.1, the other one's 249,000.
AnitaHiles.com.
At AnitaHiles.com. And thank you for listening to WBOB.